Good morning. This is the BOE hearing. Today is Thursday, August 1st, 2024. The hearing is for petition E-228-23. The appellant is J.C. Penney, CO/O Glass Trust CO LLC, parcel number 1-3099-4BP-2566-001. The Board of Equalization is a quasi-judicial body, which means having to do with powers to make legal decisions consistent with other federal and state boards and commissions. The board and the assessor's office are independent of each other. The role of the board is to review the evidence and testimony provided by both parties and determine the fair market value of the property as of January 1st of the 2023 assessment year for taxes payable 2024. Washington state law presents presumption of correctness to the assessor. The burden is on the appellant to prove their valuation is correct to a legal standard of clear, cogent, and convincing. This hearing is recorded and all testimony is under oath. As clerk of the board, I will now ask you to affirm your testimony by raising your right hand and taking the oath. Do each of you who are testifying today affirm that the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth?
So affirm.
Following this hearing, the board will meet to weigh all the evidence and testimony and make a final determination. A written decision will be issued to you, which you should receive within 4 weeks. The decision is appealable to the State Board of Tax Appeals within 30 days of the date of the decision letter. The board is in receipt of all documentation provided by the appellant and the assessor, and the board has reviewed it. Chair?
Well, this is a commercial appeal. We usually allow an hour for these things. It appears the appellant is not present, so I will read from their petition. And it says the assessor's determination overstates the true and fair value of the subject property based upon the comparable sales and income capitalization approaches to value. They go on to say this is a triple net lease first established in 1969. They provide one comparable sale. They indicated that their intent to submit additional evidence, but the board has not received any additional evidence. Also, the little concern about who Glass Trust Company is, as the property tax authorization gives the authority to Voorhees, Sater, Seymour, and Pease LLP, which appears to be a group of attorneys. So, the appellant is appealing both land and improvement values. Okay. So with that, I guess, Mark, why don't we hear from you?
Sure. They didn't provide any evidence, and I'll keep it brief, but I think we're all familiar with the JCPenney store. It's an older store, but it's being treated as an older store. And when I say older, it's my age. I'm coming up on 56 years old, but obviously that's a store that's in operation. It's a store that has been, continuously leased since 1969. There is some economic life and economic value to the property. Generally, properties like this would be valued well in excess of $100 a square foot. I give comparable sales, but this property is assessed at $69 a square foot, specifically because of its age and condition. And nothing really has been presented. And I'm going to leave my presentation at that. And if you have any questions, I'd certainly feel free to ask them, and I'll go over them. JCPenney's, they did sell a parcel right in front of them a few years ago, 1 acre parcel where the Mod Pizza and Starbucks is now.
Oh, okay.
And they received a quite high price for that. Well over $20 a square foot. They certainly not looking at that. The comparable that they gave is a sports fitness center. The bulk of the square footage is like warehouse space with tennis courts and stuff inside. And it's and you, heated you and cooled, you, but
you the indicated level that was also low. You indicated that was a bargain and sale deed. Could you speak to that real quick?
It's a bargain and sale deed. That was because of COVID, they kind of got edged into a corner, and it wasn't exactly a sale in lieu of foreclosure, but it was obviously a distressed seller.
Okay. Yeah, and I look here at your improved sales. Well, let's see, let me look at your land sales analysis. The average is 1403, the median is 1357. The subject is 993, so appears to be well below market.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then looking at your improved sales, your average is 194.11, median 149.33, and the subject is 68.64. Could you give us a statement on how well the property's been maintained? Is it maintained in good condition, or what condition do you consider the property?
To be honest with you, when you look inside the property, you can see staining where the roof has leaked in the past. I requested an interior inspection, which, you know, I never got any response to any of the emails. Brad never got, which originally this case was his. He emailed, as his policy in the commercial department, that we call and request or email and request inspection. Never heard back, but obviously I'm tall, so I have to buy tall shirts. Otherwise, my shirt tail's coming out the back, and that's one of the places I can buy big and tall right off the rack. But as I look through there, I can see evidence of leaking in the past. The downstairs is a little more up to date than the upstairs. So about half the square footage is a little bit more up to date, but the upper level is, you know, a little more dated. The exterior facade is a little more dated. And I can see from the aerial photograph that there are places that catch dirt, meaning that there's probably low spots where water pools, which is not a good thing, but it's a good commercial roof. Generally, those commercial roofs are 50-year roofs, and it doesn't look like it's anywhere near the 50-foot roof, but I mean the 50-year lifespan, because generally that's a plastic membrane that's put on there, and it's white on the top, so that it reflects the heat of the sun and gives it a little bit more durability. So I am assuming that some of the understructure is a little bit, you know, older and may need some repairs, but in the end, is it holding water now? Yes, it appears that it's holding water now, even though in the past it has leaked. So I would say that the condition is fair.
Okay.
You know, certainly not average. That's why, you know, because of the age of the subject and the condition of the subject, that's why it's been corrected down to basically $69 a square foot.
Okay. And what about classification? Is it, it's a, what, a C?
Yeah, it's a C.
Classification.
Yeah. All the comparables are C. That's pretty typical. It's rare to see a building of that size to be in a Class D, and if they are, they're very spread out, and this is a multi-story. Class C is the typical for that kind of building.
And construction quality, do you give that a good rating?
It's average. It's pretty average, pretty typical. Yeah.
So, what you were saying about the roof, is that implies that roof was replaced at some point?
That implies that the roof was replaced in 1969 when the building was originally built. That EDPM, that's what's called EDPM roof, with in warm climates like in Alaska, you'll see all those EDPM roofs go on black, because they don't need the reflective capacity. So that's an addition. That's a layer on top, which makes the whole thing more expensive, but gives it more durability and in a pretty hot climate. When you have, but it's very good product. It's, you know, it's basically the standard in the industry for a big commercial building is the EDP roof. Because they, you know, they're about, it's about twice the cost of shingles, but it has the durability that's more than, you know, more than twice of the builder grade shingles that you put on a roof.
Right. But I mean, most of those, I mean, that's more or less a flat roof though, isn't it? I mean,
it is a
maybe
flat roof.
A little bit of,
yeah.
I mean, typically, I mean, historically I grew up in the, in a period where they were using hot tar, you know, and then putting gravel over it and that kind of stuff. So,
yeah. And the gravel was to hold it, to keep the wind from blowing over and lifting. So that they call that ballast stone. And then they went from the hot mop, and so they put down tar paper and hot mop, but now they switched without pulling that off. You can, they take the ballast stone off and they put this EDPM on, which floats, which lets it expand and contract without cracking.
It's nice.
So it is a much superior product. And they wouldn't give those kind of warranties if they knew that the durability was in excess of what
wasn't there. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Chuck, do you have any questions?
No, probably just a comment. The one comparable that the appellant gave is the gym I've gone to for the last 25 years. And there's absolutely nothing comparable with that gym and the Penny store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's not, it's non-comparable, it's not a comparable sale then.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Okay. Mark, any concluding comments?
No, I think I've covered it all. And, you know, certainly if you have any questions or questions after or whatever, you could, you know, shoot me a line or whatever. But I mean, you know, they really didn't provide anything. They've appealed many times. Most of the time they just get our packet and then withdraw, but not this year, I guess. So.
Okay. All right. All right. With that, Marisol, let's close the hearing. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.